Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. But before we get into what we are sipping on today, I want to welcome our first ever special guest host. Yay! You can't do it. I was like, oh, no, she can't do it. So that, ladies, is Devin. Devin is actually the social media manager for Swirl and Sip. But because if you listen to episode one, y'all know Sheree is pregnant. And so Sheree agreed, and we talked about it, that Devin is going to be stepping in and guest hosting a couple of our episodes this season to give Sheree a break so she can grow a healthy baby. So welcome, Devin.
Yay. Hey, y'all.
Yay!
I have big shoes to fill, so I'm happy to be here. And I hope Sheree likes this.
I'm sure you will do her proud. Sheree's not going anywhere, you guys. So Devin's just filling in while Sheree's popping out a baby and making that happen. So
that's important.
And so today we again are sipping on two different wines, and we are actually sipping on some local wines to us in Maryland, specifically PG County. Only's in PG County, right?
I don't go there. I don't know.
Possibly. Well, they're Maryland wines. Maybe Montgomery County. So I am drinking from Romano Vineyard and Winery, which is in PG County. It is called a Chambrosian, which is a dry red wine. It is 13.8%, so it is Sasha and Sheree approved. According to the website, it says that it's a medium-bodied red wine with aromas of dark cherries and blueberries, and that it has a rich, satisfying, and long finish. It's good with red meats, red sauce, pasta, and I like how they threw in friends or a good book. So. So I think, this isn't the winery that we went to with you guys, is it? I feel like it had to have been because that's why we have this wine.
Precisely. Yes, that is.
So my husband actually bought this wine, and now it's all coming back to me. So that was over the summer. I don't know why we still have wine that's been that long. But he brought it, and then when he got home and drank it, said it did not taste the same.
So that's why you still have it.
That's probably why we still have it. Although I was talking to somebody, and I don't remember who it was, but they said that like when they drink wine, it's very much an atmospheric thing. So it can taste different when you're at a winery or vineyard versus drinking it at home.
I can see that because I have a ton of local winery wines in my wine fridge, because when I got home, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not okay. After second drink, it's not that bad. First one was a little rough, though.
Your face was not pleasing.
It doesn't smell good. So most of the time, I talked about this last episode, Sheree is much better at the aromas of the wine than I am. To me, they all just smell like wine. Like sometimes, unless they're like super sweet, then I can pick up the fruity smells, but this one it says it's a dry red wine. So to me, it just has a very red wine smell. But it's not bad on second drink. So, so before we talk about what you're drinking, because you are new as a guest host, are you a red wine or a white wine drinker?
So it's funny. I was very much a white wine drinker, a Moscato type of girl until you started introducing me to reds. So I definitely think I'm a dry red girl now.
You are a basic bitch.
I was very much a basic bitch. And you told me that repeatedly. So I had to set my game up. And now I'm like, what the hell was I even doing?
No judgment to you ladies who drink Moscato out there. It's just, there's so much more better wine.
There is.
I encourage you to expand your palates. Devin is drinking on, and this is, I'm letting you know right now, I may call you Sheree because I'm so used to doing that. So
it's okay.
Devin is also drinking on a local wine from Olney Winery, and hers is called Citrus Blast. Hers is definitely Sasha and Sheree approved at a solid 14%, which is surprising because it's a white wine.
Yeah.
And it's harder to get white wines have a stronger alcohol percentage, but it says that it's filled with tart citrus flavors. It can also see, this is why I probably wouldn't like it, it can also be used as a mixer and making a truly unforgettable margarita. I've never heard of a wine that can be used in a mixer. It says it has tasting notes of lemon, orange, and grapefruit, and that it pairs well with fish and chips, lemon meringue pie, or Tex-Mex dishes. Devin, thoughts?
It smells overwhelmingly sweet, which is why I probably still have this since I'm no longer a basic bitch. I definitely smell the lemon and orange.
I like how you have a real wine glass.
It's actually from another local winery. Right? No. It tastes like juice. I mean,
the fact that it can be used as a mixer.
Yeah. I can definitely.
What kind of margaritas do they want you to make if the wine that you're using is 14%? Like,
they want you to be lit. I think I'm going to make a margarita with this later. Like, I can definitely taste like some salt on the rim. It's not giving me wine.
It's more just fruity.
It's super fruity, but I do have a little bit of that. Little bit of that bite. But
Devin was very concerned that she wasn't gonna be able to talk about the wine properly. Yeah. She's like, I don't know what tannins are.
It's good or it's not.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I would drink this though. Because you've changed my life. And I just
I've been there. You listen to the show. I've been on the show where we definitely have had wines that I've been like, I'm getting my little taste and that's all that. And then, yeah. Which is why I tend to have bottles of like white wine left over.
I wanted to taste something white because you guys do it rarely. So
for you, much better last season. Excuse me.
You did. So for you white wine drinkers, I wanted to try this. I think anyone that likes a sweet white wine, this would be perfect, but it's not my thing anymore.
Well, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that. We expand our wine palettes. That's what we do. That's what we try to do. But anyway, today we are talking about, this is why Devin's on. Devin has two kids. She has, coincidentally, a son that's the same age as Stokely and Brendan, Sheree and I's son. I think he's actually the oldest out of the two boys. His birthday is in July, right?
It is.
Yeah. So Brendan's in August and then Stokely's in October. So Miles is turning 5 this summer. And then there's Adrian, who is in the thick of teenagehood, right? Like just smack dab in the middle of puberty at this point.
He is 14 going on 40.
But we wanted to talk about on this episode because it's obviously something Sheree and I wouldn't be able to talk about. We don't have that life experience. But when Adrian was born, Devin was 19 and she was a single mom at the time. I think Sheree and I have always wanted to talk about baby daddies, but we don't have them.
Thank God.
we just have husbands and fathers, I guess. It doesn't sound as fun. Not that I think like single parenthood is fun as all, but like the whole idea around baby daddies because of like television and social media has always been.
That's exactly
hilarious.
What it is. 0 stars. Don't recommend.
So we wanted to just talk about like life in single parenthood and how that was and how like that, I guess, you know, how that was for you because you were so young when you had your kid, which is a lot of people's experience in parenthood, especially like with baby daddies and raising kids on their own. They tend to be younger. Not to say that older women don't do it, but I think when we do it older, it's much more of a choice.
Right.
Versus when we're younger. And it's just like, I love Adrian, but I imagine he was a oops.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So how did you feel when you were 19 and pregnant?
So it was...
Were you in high school? Was it after high school?
It was after high school.
Okay.
So I know I actually did get pregnant in high school, though. But we can actually talk about that another episode. That just reminded me. I forgot. yeah, so Adrian was completely an oops. Me and his dad had actually started dating when I was in the 12th grade, 11th grade. I don't know. Like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And we actually, okay, side note, I'm super fertile apparently because I actually got pregnant before Adrian too. Like I got pregnant twice before Adrian.
You are fertile.
It's really bad. Okay. Which is why
I also want to remind people, this is why we have protected sex.
Yes.
Because.
Yes. And why my husband has a vasectomy.
Good for him.
Oh. So
that
yeah,
has been the topic of conversation among me and my girls is the guys getting vasectomies, not Richard, yeah. But other girls' husbands. And it's like, would they do it and how they are just so against it and the husbands don't want to do it. And I'm like, it's so much easier for guys.
And that's why he decided to do it, because we did our research and he knew that it would be easier for him to do it as opposed to me. Girl, he got a vasectomy when Miles was 6 months old.
Oh, he was like, we're done. What if you wanted, I guess you guys had to like work that out.
Yeah,
there was no turning back at that point.
Yeah, we had already decided. Sometimes I do have, you know, I wish maybe another one. But then I look at my freaking kids and I'm like, I'm not doing this shit again.
Because you did it all wrong.
Yes, they're fucking 10 years apart. It's the worst. Yes. What were we talking about?
Did you feel when you were 19 and pregnant?
19 and pregnant. So I got pregnant actually a few months before I got pregnant with Adrian, and I had a miscarriage. That was my first miscarriage. So a miscarriage at...
Nothing clued you in at that point that maybe I should use protection.
I was stupid. There's not even any explanation. That's the only thing that I can say. I was stupid.
Because I think this is something that most women don't realize. And I imagine it's the same with miscarriages as it is after pregnancy. You're extremely fertile, like after you give birth.
Yes.
Like, extreme. Because I have a cousin who, I think I want to say she has four kids. Two of them are twins. But the first two are literally like a year apart.
Yeah.
And she did not know that how fertile you are. Like your hormones are on extra at that point. And she got immediately pregnant, like right after having her daughter is the oldest, I think. So right after her daughter, she got pregnant and had her son. And she was like, I didn't know that. Like that was like, she was like, yeah, the doctor was like, you know, make sure you take the pill or whatever. I just didn't realize. And she was young. She was, you know, she was younger when she had kids. She just didn't realize that, like, yeah, they know what they're talking about.
That's pretty much my life. I did not realize that after having a miscarriage, I would be so fertile. It was super like traumatic for me. So we didn't even like do anything again for a while. But I guess that next time that we did, boom, there's Adrian. Full disclosure, I would never tell him this, but I did not want to have Adrian because I was 19.
You were young.
I was young and I knew his dad wasn't shit like at the time. Like I knew it. Like I just knew we were not in that space. And I did not. I just was like, I can't do this. He convinced me to have that baby. Like he was
really?
Like, he will be a stand-up dad. Like, please. Don't, like, he gave me a full guilt trip. Please don't kill this baby. And, like, I was very impressionable. So,
we all are when we're kids.
Yeah.
We
so, of course, here's this baby. My pregnancy was shit. He pretty much cheated on me, like, almost probably the entire time I was pregnant. And a few days.
How is a man going to beg you to have his baby?
And then out here thumping other joints. Like, just, like.
Maybe daddy ain't shit.
I'm so
he knows it, guys, and Devin knows it too. Don't judge me. I wouldn't say it unless she was okay with me saying it.
110%. So,
and her specific baby daddy. I'm not saying all baby daddies. Hers.
Yes, very much. Like the epitome of the baby daddies that you see on TV and movies. Like this is him. So we were actually living together over in Suitland. Probably like 2 days after I came home from the hospital with Adrian, I packed my shit and moved out and moved back in with my parents because I was just like, I'm not raising this baby like this. in this toxic environment. I didn't care if the rent was paid, anything. I just packed my shit and moved home. We stayed with my parents for the first 3 years of Adrian's life, probably. And it was hard because he was completely absent. He was still, you know, running the streets, making promises. Again, I was super young. I actually went back to work 2 weeks after having Adrian because I was so young. I didn't have health insurance. I had just started a job not too long before I had Adrian. So I was like, I need to still make money. So yeah, we very much grew up together, which is why I think, one, we're super close, but we also bump heads a lot because we literally grew up together. I took him everywhere with me. That was my little buddy. But I also had like live-in babysitters since I was living with my parents. So
how did your parents feel about it?
Honestly, because they were by my side when I got pregnant and miscarried, like I actually miscarried at my parents' house in the basement. Mm. And my mom had endured many miscarriages. Like I was quote unquote her miracle baby. So she was very there with me. So when I got pregnant again, they were just like, what do you want to do? And my whole life growing up, I remember my dad saying, ain't going to be no babies in this house.
Little did he know.
And he seemed disappointed initially, but Adrian changed him. Like, he was his favorite person in the world.
Aww.
My dad would, like, go pick him up without me knowing from, like, daycare and stuff. Like,
because these grandparents be different. They be different with their grandbabies.
My baby would just be missing and I would call him and be like, Dad, do you have my kid? Like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, yeah, we hanging out. And I'm like, you need to tell me where the hell my baby's at. So it was good. Like, honestly, I don't think I would have had the foundation I did with Adrian if it weren't for my parents. Cause they, anything that I couldn't do myself, they filled that void. Like, I was very independent and wanted to like not be a statistic.
Yeah, you were though, but
yeah. Oh, 100%. Like dropped, and I didn't even tell you, I left college in Indiana to come back home and be with him, and that's when I got pregnant. Yeah,
messed up your whole future.
Fucked up my whole. I could have been a vet right now. Like I know. So yeah, it was hard. He always made promises. He was always like, you know, I'm gonna come get him. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And none of that shit ever happened. So when Adrian turned 2, I finally said, F this, and filed for child support. And I also filed for full custody. And I did it both. I did them by myself. I went to courthouse, filed the paperwork. And it was an easy fucking process because he didn't even fight me on it. It was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, he ain't want that baby.
No. So
he wanted the idea of a baby.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, probably for that first 2 years, I still like wanted to fix my family because I grew up in a family. Again, I didn't want to be a statistic. I know I was. Shut up. so I did.
I mean, it's hard. Like, obviously, I was never pregnant at 19. And I'd never like had the experience of like even accidental pregnancies. Like that was never, I never had that. But when you are still a kid, because let's be honest, and we are 35. We can look back and be like, at 19, we thought we was grown, but we were children. Like, we might have been legally adults, but we are children. And like now you have a whole person. Like at 30, when I gave birth to Stokely, I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm like, this is a person. I got to keep this person alive. Like, that shit was like scary for me as a grown person with a house, with a good job, like with health insurance and benefits and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So I can't even imagine how scary it would be at 19 to have.
Terrifying. Completely terrifying. So like I said, without the guidance of my parents, I 100% don't know where I would be at. Like daycare and stuff got super expensive because of course I was doing everything myself. My grandma was still alive at the time. And she was like, bring that baby here. And she would watch him every day for me so that I didn't have to deal with childcare expenses. And it was
good that you had a village, though.
I did. And that is so important. So I always say, you know, for single moms, make sure you lean into that. Like, it's hard to do by yourself.
Were you at, and this is going to sound so, I don't even know, but did you worry at all that as you got older, that it would be harder? Obviously, you are married now, but that it would be harder to find someone, like a partner, because you had a kid?
That's already? Such a good question. I was completely worried about finding somebody that will want me to has a kid because obviously I had a much older kid than a lot of my peers, or they didn't even have kids. So that was a huge concern for me, especially because so many men just don't even want to deal with baby
daddy. Baby mama.
Baby mamas.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, nobody's going to want me. Especially because he was still very much like, he didn't want anyone dealing with me either, but he didn't want me. He wanted everybody else. So it was just, it was a mess.
Can't see how hard I am rolling my eyes.
But crazy enough, I met my husband when Adrian was 4 going on 5.
And really?
Yeah. It's crazy that it's been that long. It's been that long. It was right before Adrian's 5th birthday. And they fell in love with each other before I left him.
I didn't realize it was that long that y'all knew each other.
It's really weird thinking about it just because I guess that's been our life for this long. So I can't say I've been a single mom for a long time, but that first 5 years was really
First 5 years are hard.
Yeah, those are pivotal years. Like, he couldn't take care of himself. You know what I mean? So they hit it off like instantly. And anyone I dated in that first 5 years, like, I did not let them meet Adrian because I just, like, you have to be, you know, something to meet my kid. But they completely hit it off. And, like, I loved him so much for loving my kid.
Yeah.
But it's hard being a single parent. It's hard, you know, constantly fighting stereotypes, constantly wondering if you're going to be good enough for other people, constantly, you know, you put your kid before everything else. So I never took care of myself. I didn't put myself first. He always had, you know, new shoes, fresh gear. And I was just, you know.
Man, ain't shit.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever I could do.
That's just
going to
be
myself.
That's going to be my whole line. To all this. And so this man ain't shit. I hope he listens to this too and knows he ain't shit. Like, he.
I'm going to have to send it to him.
That, like, I just don't understand the. Because, and this, I think this is always the fear of parents. And especially if you have daughters, right? That if your daughter gets pregnant, that responsibility of that child ultimately falls to your daughter and their parents, because it's so easy for men to walk away, especially when they're younger. Like, it's easier for them and, like, their family to say, I'm not gonna take care of it, or it's too hard,
right?
Like, to do things, like,
as if many excuses and all kinds of, like, almost 15 years of bullshit at this point. You know, I'm going to do better this year. You know, that's my son, this, that, and the other. But honestly, I could probably count on two hands how many times they've actually spent time together in the past 14 and a half years. His child support, which he's never paid, by the way, is $110 a month. I've never gone for an increase because he's never paid it. So what's the point?
Why can't they garnish his paycheck or something?
Oh, that's even better.
He also doesn't have a job.
He's also worked under the table for the past 14 years.
So he wouldn't have to pay child support, or just because?
Exactly. So that he wouldn't have to pay child support.
He is such an ancient dude.
But he loves him so much.
The lies that he's telling.
Yeah. So, obviously, I think I was blessed not to have any daughters.
I hope he does not describe himself as a father.
It's crazy because sometimes, you know, I used to, like, you know, in the beginning, now I could give a shit less, but, you know, check up on his social media, make sure, see if he was dead yet, or, you know, whatever. And sometimes he would, like, steal shit from my social media and post it on his social media, like he was this great, amazing dad. And what's even fucked up is then people will comment and be like, I didn't know you had a son. And here this boy is like 7 or 8. Like,
I feel bad for Adrian.
It has been a struggle for him, like, because he used to always get his hopes up and stuff.
Aww.
But now, since he's become a teen, and I've never spoke, like, as hard as it is, I've never spoke negatively about his dad to him, in front of him. Like, that is, and neither does Quante. Like, we just do not have those discussions in front of him.
Yeah. Because he's old enough to form his own opinion of his dad at this point.
And honestly, I've been waiting his whole life because he would still, like, the times that he did show up and take him out, he's his favorite person in the world because this is your dad. And of course, when he picks him up, like, he would do all the cool things, like buy him video games and take him out to eat. So of course he thinks
it's easy to be the fun parent when you're a fun parent once or twice a year.
Exactly. So he thought he was hot shit. But now, you know, last year, Adrian finally came to the decision that he didn't want anything to do with him. And it hurt me because my baby was hurting. But at the same time, deep down, I was elated because for him to put those boundaries in place himself, it would allow him to stop being hurted and get or stop being hurt and, you know, getting his hopes up and being let down. And now his dad is having such a hard time with that because, like, he's not old enough to make that decision. And I'm like,
He's
13.
He's 14. That boy's old enough to know whether he wants a relationship with his father.
Exactly. And he's been hurt. He's speaking from experience, and you have fucked him over consistently enough that we are enabling him, empowering him to make this decision, and we support him 110%.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Ironically enough, for the past year, he has been trying to be more consistent, reaching out to him and stuff, texting him and all this kind of stuff. And Adrian will not respond. He does not give a shit. I told him he can block him if he wants to, you know, because that's his decision. He doesn't want to. He has yet to tell his dad directly how he feels because we raised him right. And he feels like he doesn't want
to be respectful.
Yes. He does not want to disrespect an adult. Which I completely understand.
He turns 18.
I know.
Like you. I'm an adult now. Like,
exactly. And I feel so good about that he has.
Like, you ain't shit father. Like, I've been waiting 18 years to tell you this shit.
That he has such a kind heart. But at the same time, I want his dad to hear it from his mouth and not mine.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
I'm sure. I'm sure when he is older, he would be like, yeah, I want nothing to do with you because you ain't shit. Like, I have my goddaughter, she turned 18 last December, and she, similar situation to you, like, my husband's cousin had her young, in her 20s, I think, and father wasn't nothing. I think the only time I saw him, and I've been with my husband since this little girl was born, like, she just turned 18, my husband and I have been together for 19 years. Wow. Like, she... I think the last time I saw him was at her like third or fourth birthday. And the one and only time I saw him. And she remarried. She has a younger sister, with her husband. But when she turned 18, on Christmas, she asked her stepdad to adopt her. He was bawling his eyes out in this video. That was crying. She wrote him a letter and she was like, you know, he's been in her life since she was four,
right?
So he was like three or four. He's always been there. He was the one who helped raise her. She calls him dad, like, she's always called him dad. And she wanted him to adopt her, and she made, as soon as she turned 18, she made that decision herself because in her eyes that was her father.
I love that. It's really funny you brought that up because Quante has wanted to adopt Adrian for years now at this point. And we asked him once, his dad, and he said no.
Of course.
Because that's his son, that's his legacy. And whatever. Exactly. So at this point, I mean,
all he did was provide some sperm.
So his sperm. Name is
Matter of fact, Richard's cousin calls her father, her baby father, sperm donor. Like,
that's literally his name in my phone because that's literally all it has been. Literally donor. It says donor. And Miles can read now. So he's like, what?
Who's donor? Like, that's your brother and shit father.
So yeah, it's just been crazy. And the fucked up part is that his dad was the same exact way to him. Exactly. And he always told me about, you know, sitting on the porch for hours waiting for his dad and this, this, that, and other. And he'd never do that to his kid. Literally did the same exact thing.
Does he have other kids or is it just Adrian?
I cannot tell you that definitively. I do not think so. But the funny thing is he has definitely parented several girlfriends' children, like taking them to school and, you know, going on trips and all kinds of shit. And it's just like,
But then you have your own.
Like exactly. A huge fucking slap in the face.
Ain't shit.
So that's ironically enough, I'm going to put this out there to show you just how much shit he is. We're already talking about him, so whatever. He reached out to me a few months ago and asked me to excuse his rears because he wants to get a passport. So he can't get a passport because he owes back child support, obviously, because he hasn't paid it for 14 years. But still, $100 a month for 14 years still isn't shit. Yeah. So he can't get a passport. I don't think he can get a driver's license, some whatever. So he said he really wants to travel. He wants to get a passport.
Let Q adopt them and then you can.
So it's funny. I said, you let Q adopt them and I won't. You've never paid the fucking child support, so I don't care.
I'll let it go.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. He does have stipulations, though. Like if Q adopts him, he has to keep his last name because that's his namesake.
Okay. And then when Adrian turns 18, he can decide whatever he wants his last name to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like he actually has zero control over that when Adrian gets older.
My child is hilarious, though. He said he doesn't want to change his last name because Q's last name sounds weird with his name. And I said, that's only because that's been your name your whole life.
Yeah, he's not used to it. But tell him that as women, like, we have to get used to what a new last name sounds like all the time. Like,
I think I'm just now getting used to my last name.
It always takes me a minute to remember what your last name was because I'm so used to seeing.
Yeah, it's funny because you're still Sasha Estrada to me. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's my middle name, so... But I'd be like, what was Devin's maiden name?
It's
like,
my middle name too, Robinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you both kept it.
Yeah.
I just tell Adrian he'll be all right. He can change it if he wants to.
It's been a journey. So moms, like I just want to say moms that have been single moms for longer than 5 years. Like I was lucky. I did find someone to love my child as his own. And he has been like an amazing father. Just hold your village tight and let other people help you. I know it can be hard as a single mom. You want to be independent. You don't want to seem like a statistic. You don't want to seem like you have to rely on these other people. But there's no shame in that. I mean,
we talk about that a lot on the show. Like, I think as women and as mothers, like we have this ideal of wanting to be able to do everything ourselves. And I feel like it's a generation thing, right?
For sure.
We came up, you know, my mom very much taught me, you know, even when you're married, have your own bank account because you never know if they're going to walk out, you know, if they walk away. And mind you, she was married to my dad for 30 years. Like they never got a divorce. Like, and she didn't expect me to get a divorce, but she was always like, you know, you don't want them to walk away and you have nothing. Like you need to be able to take care of yourself. You need to be able to always like have something for you. And so I grew up, I bought our first house. It was my house. Like I bought that house. And then, you know, I always made sure I had money. Like that was my money. Even now, like, and we've talked about this on the show, Rich and I, even to this day, keep our finances very separate. Like we're very independent in the way that we handle our money. And it's not because I think we're going to leave each other. It's just how we operate. But like we have this notion as women that we have to be able to take care of ourselves. And especially if we have kids.
Yeah.
Especially if you have kids. Like, you can be in the best marriage ever. I would think that 99% of women have in the back of their heads, like, can I take care of this kid by myself?
Oh,
if
for sure.
If something happens, can I take care? Even at best marriage, we're never going to walk away from each other. If something happens to this man, can I take care of this? Like, can I afford the house by myself? Like, can I pay for bills by myself? Like, whatever this kid is into, like, extracurricular wise. Yep.
It's really funny you say that because I always tell Q he can't die. I can't take care of these kids by myself. So financially I can, but mentally hell no.
Like, I don't doubt that. I know that Q is the more sane one out of
for sure. Sane structure. There's many nights that it's like 6 o'clock and he's like, did you forget you need to feed the kids? And I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't they need to eat every night?
every day. But at least Adrian is almost at the age where like you don't have to. He technically is, like, you don't have to worry about it. Like,
oh no, he
can feed himself. Like,
yes. And the other one, God.
That's your fault for 10 years apart. Like,
why
that's...
did I do that? It's like I have this kid that I can completely leave here for days if I wanted to and just fucking disappear. And then this other one that is literally stuck to me like glue and needs me for everything.
I don't know how y'all do that. We talked about this a lot. We know this, though. He prefers his daddy over me. And although he's gotten more protective of me lately, he's definitely been more like, mommy, are you okay? Like, even today. So he's spending the weekend at my mom's house. And he was very much, as soon as he came home from school, like, my mom's like, okay, put your other shoes on. He's like, oh, well, I don't want to go. I'm going to miss mommy. And then he's, mommy, are you going to be okay? Will you be able to take care of yourself? Like, his concern is not for, like, missing me. It's more so like, are you going to take care of yourself? Will you be okay alone, mommy? And I'm like, I'm fine, mijo. Like,
I can't wait.
I'm like, oh, mommy knows how to take care of myself. Mimi taught you how to take care of yourself? Yep. Mimi taught me how to take care of myself.
So
I know
sweet.
How to do it. But he's so concerned about it. And it's just, it's this new thing that popped up. Meanwhile, I'm like, yes, I get 2 days.
Right. I'm jealous.
My husband is out of town. My child is at my mother's house. I'm like, what am I gonna binge watch tonight?
Now Sasha about to hang up on me and go party.
I was like, maybe I'll take a nap.
Oh, yes. Random spontaneous naps are the best.
I'll sleep till like 10 a.m. tomorrow, maybe. Like, nobody would, because Stokely surely walked into my room at 6:30 in the morning. Richard's flight was at, he left at 6:30. I think at like 6:40, Stokely walked into my room and was like, mommy, like, I need to go to the bathroom.
That's miles. I'm like, bruh, you don't have to announce yourself every morning. Like, go use the bathroom. Go do what you need to do. Q, if he leaves super early, he usually leaves him something on the table so he can eat. Like, you're good. But he has to announce himself and wake me up. And it's always before 7 o'clock.
And yet you always...
Don't do that.
Asleep until like 10.
Oh, I can sleep through it. I say what I need to say, and then I go back to sleep.
The benefits of having like an older brother, though, because he'd be like, go get your brother. Like, just
yes. You know. I will send him a text and be like, please feed your brother, or please turn on the TV for him, or something.
Stokely knows how to do that himself. He surely, I'll tell him, like, he doesn't like to come downstairs by himself if he thinks it's dark, because now he's randomly afraid of the dark. But he'll, like, if I'm like, it's okay, you can go downstairs and watch TV, he'll come downstairs, turn the TV on. He knows how to get to Netflix, to Disney. He knows he can't watch YouTube unless we're downstairs. But he will come downstairs, and surely, like, there's, with Richard's schedule lately, Richard comes home at, like, he was coming home at, like, 7 in the morning. So he's right in front of the TV watching, and I'm upstairs, sleeping in bed.
I love it.
Because he knows not to, like, touch anything that he's not supposed to. Like, he's not going to hurt himself on anything. So, I could not wait for when he was that old. Like, when he was old enough to do that.
Yes.
And I'm like, I really can't wait till he's old enough, like, when he's tall enough. Although he has a stool, so I guess he could. But, like, when he's old enough to, like, correctly pour, like, some milk and some cereal or something.
Then you're good to go.
I'm like, don't, just go make yourself some food. Go, like, watch TV. I'll be down. In like later. An hour, like, just let me chill.
Yeah, Q hates it because as soon as Miles comes in, he's like, he's up, he can't go back to sleep. I'm like, and then roll back over, and I'm good.
That's a mess. You're a mess.
I'll do better.
Well, we would love to hear, for all of those who have experienced single parenthood, single motherhood, we would like to hear about your experiences. Again, I know it's nothing that Sheree and I have ever experienced. We don't know the struggle. Devin clearly knows what it's like to have an ancient dude. And so, but also, like, luckily, thankfully, like, you were able to get a supportive partner to help you, and who has accepted your son. Because I also read a lot of stories about people who, like, don't accept, like, their stepkids or and I feel like it's probably almost easier on your end because he's not involved. Like, there isn't that,
like, that added layer
that has to be negotiated and stuff. So I feel for y'all who have to do that. But we would love to hear about your experiences. You can, of course, check out the conversation that I'm sure is happening on Instagram. We're at hello@swirlandsippodcast. You can also email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure that if you like the show, that you like rate, review, and subscribe to it, follow it. The rating and reviewing is the important part because it does help people find the show. And we want more people to listen to conversations that we have like this. Make sure if you want to support the show, you can join our Patreon where we have all sorts of cool benefits at patreon.com/rollandsippodcast. And what else am I saying? Oh, we're available on all your major podcast platforms. I think I did that part already. Normally Sheree helps me remember what all of this is. So you got to get your roll together.
Yeah.
Devin, you got to. And yeah. And so Devin, Sheree will be back sporadically for episodes. Devin is going to help us out this season while Sheree is incubating her baby. But incubating, growing, cooking, baking, however you want to. I'm like, what's the right word here? I know she's pregnant, but I got to call it something different. Yeah. So Devin will be joining us in and out this season. So hopefully, I hope you guys welcome her as much as you welcome Sheree. You know, Sheree's not going anywhere, guys. I want to make sure I stress that. She's not going anywhere. She'll be back.
She will be back.
But until our next episode, make sure you have your wine glasses ready. And we will see you next time.
Bye.